Centered over a misty planet Earth, Universal, an MCA company, the image fades. Universal Pictures and Warner Brothers present an Amblin Entertainment production. The clouds are swept away by a raging storm, debris flies through the air, and several pieces spin forwards to spell Twister. The Midwest countryside. An oil derrick rises and falls. June 1969. An iron bridge spans a slow-moving river. The clouds darken over the flat grassy landscape. Flashes of lightning illuminate the darkened sky. Lights are on inside a large wooden farmhouse. On TV, tornado warning.
Center of the circle in northeastern Kingfisher County, moving northeastward. Also, I do want to say you folks back to the west. A little bit earlier, still made, tornado warning continues now and extended officially. I gave this to you earlier, but extended over into Oklahoma County they're calling all of Oklahoma County, but right now mainly...
A middle-aged man wearing a baseball cap watches the TV sipping coffee. Lightning lights up the sky. A small dog whimpers. It's lying on a bed beside a sleeping young girl. She stirs and looks up blearily. A woman enters her bedroom.
Joe, come on.
What is it, Mommy?
Come on, sweetie, let's get up. Come on. It's okay.
We need to get down to the storm cellar right now.
Okay.
Come on. Hey, Joe, let's go. Let's go.
Come on, sweetie.
Mommy. Come on, honey, hurry.
Don't be scared, Joe. Mama's got you. Mama's got you.
TV says it's big.
Okay.
Might be an F5.
Okay, we're going to the storm cellar.
Tommy!
Hurry, move. Hand her to me. Come on, let's move.
They race across the garden. The dog scampers downstairs after them.
Basement, go to the center part of your house.
Joe's father runs away from the house carrying Joe in his arms. Lightning strikes a tree which topples over in a shower of sparks. They run towards the storm cellar door. They dive inside, closing the door on the dog.
Daddy, Toby's still outside!
Toby, come on!
It's okay, Toby.
Joe hugs her dog. Her mother lights a gas lamp.
Grab Joe, honey!
Daddy!
The closed door jerks violently. Joe's mother holds Joe.
Take Joe!
Joe's father grabs the door handle and pulls on it. He strains as the door is sucked up by the wind. Joe peers up at the storm through a circular window. Suddenly, the door, with Joe's father clinging to it, is jerked up and away. Joe's mother holds her screaming daughter back.
Stay with me, Joe! Joe, stay with me!
An orange moon hangs in a grey sky over the shattered wreckage of the farmhouse. Trees have been stripped bare. A caption, present day, GOES-8 weather satellite. The satellite orbits the Earth. The Earth morphs into a digital map of North America on a computer screen in a busy office. Above the map, weather satellite data. A caption reads, National Severe Storm Laboratory. A grey-haired man, Murphy, squats down beside Bryce and shows her a document.
Bryce, take a look. The cap's already starting to break.
All the models are forecasting lifted indices from -6 to -10.
You know, if these cells keep building like this, there could be a record outbreak of tornadoes.
This is going to be a long day.
She sips coffee, eyeing cloud movements on her monitor. Flying over fields of wheat, an oil derrick stands beside a muddy road. A red Dodge Ram pickup truck drives at speed beside the fields. A plane flies low overhead, spraying the wheat. A man drives the pickup with a woman beside him.
Honey, are you sure she's going to be there?
I know, Joe. She's already dragged her entire department into the field. Oh, hell, day like today is to be expected. She forgets everything except her work.
You're nervous about seeing her, aren't you?
Nervous? No. Why do I look nervous?
No. Well, yeah, you do a little, you know.
I just want to get it over with.
But she said she signed the papers, right?
That's what she said.
You don't think so?
No, I think so.
Wires hang down outside a van.
Okay, Professor, hang on there. I think I fixed it.
A blonde woman checks equipment on its roof.
I got it. Sorry, Joe.
Wait, Belzer! That's good. Give me a reading.
Okay, boss lady, hold your horse.
Which way do you want it, Joe?
Looks like the dry line is stalled. Give me a sector scan west, northwest. Look at mid-levels for rotation and increase the PRF.
On TV. The music blares from a speaker on top of another van.
All I'm saying is don't fold the maps.
I didn't fold the map.
Yeah, well, Kansas is a mess. There's a big crease right through Wichita. Roll the maps.
The red pickup truck drives towards them.
What do you know? The storm chasers.
The driver gets out of the pickup, grinning.
Hey! I don't believe
it! Who is that handsome devil?
Gentlemen?
Ha ha! A manly handshake ensues. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Oh, man.
Dusty, I'd like you to meet Melissa. Melissa, this is Dusty. Dust Man's been chasing with us ever since we started. Listen, man, where's Joe?
She's over by Doppler. Broke down again, running out of grant money.
Honey, why don't you hang out here for a little while, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Dusty, why don't you explain to Melissa why you are the way you are?
Come on. Man, Joe's gonna wig when she sees he's back.
I'm not back.
The prodigal son returns.
Several vans are parked up. Bill slaps another man on the back.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, Bill.
Bill strides up to the van with the blonde woman on its roof. He gazes up at her.
Hi, Joe.
Pretty Joe grins.
Hey, Bill. I'm happy you found us.
How you doing?
It's going good. See the sky today?
Yeah, she's really talking.
Hitch.
She throws cable.
It's the biggest series of storms in 12 years, one lined up right after another. NSSL says they've never seen anything like it.
Is that right? So, Joe, about the divorce papers.
Hey, Joe. You got a check? Oops.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey,
this seems acting up again. There's
focus mount's jammed.
There's focus mount.
There's grass in the autofocus. Did you check this? You have to check it.
Can I clean it out?
Not unless you want to sketch the tornadoes.
Hey, welcome back, Bill.
I'm not back.
So you want the papers?
I did drive all the way out here for them.
They're signed and ready.
Good. Let's see them.
Could you need them right this second?
Well, it'd be nice.
What's the urgency? You act like you're getting married.
I am.
Bill's a ruggedly handsome, dark-haired man. He eyes her coolly. She stops tinkering with equipment and smiles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it Melinda?
Melissa.
Wasn't there a Melinda in there somewhere?
No, there's only been Melissa since you.
Boy, not much for browsing, are you?
No, I guess I'm not.
She takes documents from a glove compartment.
Here you go.
Thank you.
He places the papers on a car bonnet and flicks through them. White-vested Jo watches him and deftly slips her graduation ring off her right hand and places it over the wedding ring on her left hand. She walks off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You missed a page.
What?
Right here.
He holds the papers up. She walks back and scrutinizes them.
Where did this come from?
What are you doing?
Can I read it first?
No. It's the same as it was in December.
I didn't read it in December.
Christ, would you just sign it so we can get out of here? Please?
We? She's here?
Yes, she's here. She's over with Dusty. Now, would you please sign the document?
You left her with Dusty? What's the matter with you?
What are you doing?
I want to meet her.
No, you don't. Christ.
He grabs the unsigned papers.
The suck zone. It's the point. Basically, at which the twister sucks you up. I mean, that's not that technical term for it, obviously, but...
Hi. I'm Jo Harding.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you.
Bill just told me the happy news.
Which?
Us, marriage. Jo, Melissa.
It's happy news.
I guess it probably seems kind of sudden.
Seems sudden?
Dude, you taking the vows? That's sweet.
Well, we just wanted to get it done before Billy started his new job.
That's right, right. Weatherman.
What?
What?
Oh, say it.
I said weatherman. I think it's great.
Oh, you had that tone.
There was no tone. If you have a problem being a weatherman...
I don't have a problem being a weatherman.
Melissa's mobile phone.
Dr. Melissa Reese here.
Just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Very nice to meet you.
You too. Billy.
What? No. Oh,
great. Uh-huh.
New truck.
That's right.
Oh, boy. New job, new truck, new wife. It's like a whole new you.
Jo.
This is very awkward.
I know. Tell me about it.
I thought you'd be coming out here alone.
I wasn't expecting on coming out here at all. You said you'd meet me.
It's about Dorothy.
Dorothy? What about her?
She's here.
He looks stunned.
Show me.
Jo unties rope and removes the tarpaulin to reveal a metal tank with... Dorothy 1 written on the side. This is next to an image of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Bill steps forward, awestruck.
I can't believe you did it.
We built four of them.
She work?
Smiling at him, she lowers the pickup tailgate and he climbs up to examine Dorothy. He crouches down and walks round the cylindrical metal tank, which is held in a crate.
Thought you'd want to be here for her first time out. Wouldn't be right if you weren't here.
This is gonna be good. How sweet is that? Bill's concept, man. The extreme, man. It came from his brain.
I had a hand in it.
Wow, it is great. What is it?
It's an instrument pack for studying tornadoes. First one in history.
It's very exciting. Scientists have been studying tornadoes forever, but still nobody knows how a tornado works. We have no idea what is going on inside because nobody's ever been able to take scientific measurements from inside the funnel. That's what she's gonna do.
How?
We put her up inside a tornado. She opens and releases hundreds of these sensors that measure all parts of the tornado simultaneously.
You see, Melissa, it's like this. These sensors go up the funnel and radio back information about the internal structure, wind velocities, flow asymmetries. We could learn more in 30 seconds than I have in the past 30 years. Get a profile of a tornado for the first time.
And what will that do?
If we knew how a tornado really worked, we could design an advanced warning system.
Aren't there already tornado warnings?
Well, the civil...
They're not good enough. They're nowhere near good enough. Right now, it's 3 minutes. If we can get this new information, we can increase warning time to 15 minutes.
Give people a chance to get to safety. At least that's what these guys are trying to do. I can't believe you actually did it.
Well, we did it.
All right. How do you get it in the tornado?
Well, you got to get in front of the tornado and put it in the damage path, and then get out again before it picks you up, too.
It's a suck zone.
Excellent. Joe, we got major action. The NSSL says the cap is breaking. Tower's going up 30 miles off the dry line.
Joe turns to Bill and gazes at him. He looks down nervously.
All right, let's go.
All right, we're moving.
It's daddy time.
Joey, last one.
Have it, you're up. Come on, let's go our way. Let's go.
The team scramble to their vehicles.
Joey, needs a little help.
Yes, sir, right behind us.
Belzer lifts the Doppler equipment off the van roof. Rabbit grabs maps and scurries to another van. Dusty throws an umbrella in his van.
Smooth.
Where is that? There he is!
Come on, Dusty, you're always last. Oh, come on!
Come on, sir. Preacher, follow!
Lauren, don't forget the camera!
I got it.
They can handle this. They know what they're doing. I mean, well, this is what they do. They live for this.
Uh-huh. Dorothy 2 and 3, ready.
Dorothy 4, ready.
Are you sure you don't want to go alone?
No. Go with them, you mean?
Well, yeah.
No, they'll be fine.
The vans drive off.
Did she sign papers? She didn't?
Come on, if we hurry, we can still catch them.
Hey, Bill, glad you're back!
I'm not back!
Rabbit!
Yeah, boss!
Can we do better than the 30?
Rabbit checks a map.
No, not for a while. It's best to stay on it until we pass Rogers Creek.
Copy that.
Once we catch up with him, you take the truck and head home. I'll get the paper signed and see you tonight, okay?
No. You know what, honey? I find this kind of interesting. I'm going to tag along.
In convoy, the vans speed along a dusty road between flat green fields, Bill's pickup bringing up the rear. A convoy of Black Windstar vans catches them up. The lead van pulls alongside Bill. A guy looks over.
Jonas, son of a bitch.
Who is that, honey?
Jonas Miller, he's a nightcrawler. We all started out in the same lab, but Jonas went out and got himself some corporate sponsors. He's in it for the money, not the science. He's got a lot of high-tech gadgets, but he's got no instincts. And he doesn't have Dorothy.
Jonas's van accelerates and pulls away.
Joe, I think we can please.
Joe checks her mirrors to see Jonas overtaking.
Joe, come back.
Hey there, you change your mind?
Yeah, what's Jonas doing here?
Jonas speeds past her, followed by five other similar black vans.
I'm not sure, but I bet he's asking himself the same question about you.
One van drives up close to Bill.
Oh, shit, hold on!
Bill's forced off the road.
Damn son of a bitch!
He drives over loose pipes and then back onto the road.
Hey.
They're parked up opposite a diner. Bill hands over his damaged tire to a garage mechanic.
How long do you think it'll take to get fixed?
Oh, maybe 10 minutes, 15 tops.
Sounds good.
What drives me is the unknown. What if we predict the tornado's path? How many lives would be spared with the creation of an early warning system? And Dot 3 is the answer. The first digital orthographic telemeter.
Jonas's version of Dorothy is being filmed.
And inside, she holds hundreds of these little sensors, which when released in the tornado will transmit back data on wind speed, pressure, and dew point temperature.
Bill?
And Dot 3 is
the key. Why didn't you tell me?
Bill, don't!
What?
And what will soon be the center for all study.
Hey! Son of a bitch! What'd you think? I wasn't gonna find
guys,
out about
get this
loser
off me!
All right, back off! Back off!
What's your malfunction, man?
It's not worth it.
What is the matter with you?
You stole my design, you son of a bitch!
Calm down!
The hell are you talking about?
Dorothy, you took her, you damn thief!
Oh, I get it. You want to take credit for my design, is
that
it?
You're a liar. She was our idea, and you know it.
Unrealized idea. Unrealized.
Hey, guys! Oh my guys, get a grip on yourself. We both know we'll never get that thing up in the air.
That's right.
Well, let me enlighten you people. This baby has satellite comlink. We got onboard pulse Doppler. We got next rad real time. Today we're gonna make history. So stick around. Cause the days of sniffing the dirt are over.
Better than what you sniff.
We'll see who gets there first, pal.
Oh, and by the way, I really enjoy your weather reports.
You slime! I'm not through with you yet! Come on, come here!
Bill is restrained.
It's all my way! Come on! Get out of here! Kay!
It's a corporate kiss butt, man.
Joe catches up with the steaming bill.
I'm sorry, I should have told you.
One day. I'll give you one day. Whether she flies or not, I'm gone.
Honey, is everything okay?
It's okay, everything's fine. Everything's
Are you sure?
Fine. Yeah, everything's okay.
Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna hang out here and get some air. Why don't you go get us some cold drinks?
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
She leaves him on his own. He watches her go, then looks up at the sky. The sky is grey with cloud. A Stars and Stripes flag flutters energetically in the distance. Bill walks alongside the road a little and stands, hands on hips, staring up. In the diner, lanky Jonas approaches Joe as she walks in.
You know, Joe, I don't know what the matter is with Bill. I mean, he's wacko, he's crazy. I mean, you ought to keep a leash on him.
He's not my problem, he's yours.
Oh, by the way, this storm's going to be a lot bigger than we anticipated. I got reports of mesos from Grant County all the way to Logan.
Sharing information with me?
No, it's just curious as to which way you're going to head.
Southeast, I think. To the counter.
Two lemonades to go, please.
Melissa sits at the counter. Joe stands near her.
Nothing changes.
Pardon me?
He's going to wait and see what Bill does. I have a coffee to go, please.
That man is waiting for Billy. Why?
Bill stands in front of the hot pit barbecue diner. He gazes around. Oil derricks stand immobile. He squats down, takes a handful of dirt, and straightens up. He watches the dirt as he gradually lets it fall from his fist. Looking serious, he scans around, then down and up again. In the diner...
So you're telling me that Billy knows what a storm is thinking?
Something like that. Gum?
Melissa shakes her head.
My Aunt Meg used to call him a human barometer.
Well, he hasn't really told me about all this.
If you have to pee, you should do it now, because there's not very many places to stop once we get on the road.
Melissa studies Joe.
You're still in love with him, aren't you?
A waitress eyes them slyly. Joe stops chewing for a second. She looks at Melissa, then turns to the waitress.
Check, please.
Not that I blame you. I just hope this isn't some desperate attempt to keep him in your life.
Joe forces a smile and grabs Melissa's bill.
We're together.
She drops a banknote. Dusty walks up to Bill.
What's up?
The Stars and Stripes flag flutters above them.
Going green. Greenwich. Saddle up.
You got it, boss.
Charles, I need a sector scan on that cell. Keep looking for a hook.
We'll do
Flanders, what are my dew points doing?
Points up to 70, sir.
Honey, I got you a lemonade.
You gotta move out. Listen, follow us in the truck, but stay behind Dusty's van. You'll be safe back there. I gotta go with Joe. Okay, let's move out, people. Let's go.
Where are we going?
She places lemonades on her truck roof. Bill grabs car keys from Joe's mouth.
Thanks, I'll drive.
He leaps into her pickup. Jonas to his team.
All right, people, let's pack it up. Let's go.
Bill drives off, followed by Dusty's van and Melissa's pickup. The lemonade caps fly off the roof. Jonas and his men head for their vans. Dusty throws his head back.
It's the wonder of nature, baby!
He switches on the TV. A rock band play on stage and he bashes the steering wheel in time to the music. Woo! Ahead of him, Bill and Melissa smile. Dusty's dilapidated van has Barn Burner written on it, with flaming images painted above. The convoy speeds along an empty road.
Woo-hoo! Amazing coloring there, isn't it?
Yeah, look at those Bomatis. I bet those tops have got to be spiking above 40,000.
That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
She work at the station? Is that where you met her? What?
I don't want to fight.
I'm not fighting, I'm talking.
I don't want to fight.
Joe adjusts her hair.
She's nice.
Ha!
Uh-oh, she's not nice.
I know what you meant.
You do?
Yes, so don't do this.
Okay, I'm making extremely civilized conversation here. You're biting my head off. Jesus.
Yes, she's very nice. No. She does not work at the station. She's a therapist.
Joe nods and smiles.
Oh!
She checks the clouds above.
Yours?
Christ.
What?
You couldn't resist,
I'm
could
not saying you,
you
need
on.
Therapy.
What?
I'm
what?
Not.
Wait. I need therapy?
I didn't say that.
I need a therapist? What could I possibly need a therapist for?
I don't know.
You're the doctor. Tell me.
I don't know. Inability to finish things.
Oh, finish
maybe
things.
Rushing into things you can't quite commit to.
Commitment?
You asked me.
Look, I may have
you
walked
asked.
Out, but at least I showed up in the first place. You never had the
okay,
slightest idea. You never had the slightest
going
idea
on
about
out
commitment.
There.
What being married means. Like stability and supportiveness. And a house and all kinds of neat stuff like that.
Can I drive?
No!
Then would you?
Whoa!
They swerve to avoid a tractor.
Damn.
Somebody should warn her about your temper.
Joe, I swear
she obviously
you
has no idea what she's getting herself
into. Stay the hell
into.
Out
I know
of
you
it.
Don't.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
What exactly?
What am I doing?
I think they're getting better at this. You know what? As long as you're happy.
Thank you. I am happy. I'm a happy person. I'm happy with my life. I'm happy with the way things are going in my life. I'm happy with
Melissa?
With I know her name. Yes, I'm happy with
you look happy.
Melissa.
You look
I am.
Happy.
A tornado in the distance.
Hey, are you guys gonna wrap this up pretty soon?
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if we're gonna chase this tornado or if you just want to catch the next one.
Bill swings Joe's pickup into a tight turn, kicking up dust, and the other vehicles follow, headlights blazing. Jonas, in his convoy's lead van, studies a map.
After Bear Ride, it's on an easterly course.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning.
He sees Bill's skid marks.
Dr. Miller?
Yes?
I think they turned left here.
Do it.
Jonas's van turns left. He's towing a trailer with his DOT equipment.
We're moving to intercept, guys. Get ready to set up.
You got it.
The twister spirals up from fields just a few miles away. It funnels up into a blanket of gray cloud.
You've got to get further ahead of it.
I know what I'm doing.
Cut across the field, Bill.
I know I have to get ahead of it.
You're gonna have to get into that field.
Do you want
to
drive?
I'm just saying.
Would you like to drive?
Yes, I'd love to.
This is 3 miles southeast. Let's see what she does.
The tornado twists over in the middle. Joe points to the left.
Go in there. Go in there.
Just
hurry.
Wait.
You're gonna miss
hold on,
it.
Hold on. Just hold on a second.
Have you lost your nerve?
He yanks her seatbelt.
Tighten your seatbelt.
The pickup accelerates off the road and onto a rough dirt track.
Bill, Joe, where are you? We lost visual.
The speedo reads 75 miles per hour. The pickup rattles over the rutted track, riding up on dirt banks.
Are we having fun yet?
Okay, we gotta get out of this.
Really?
They lurch from side to side.
2 miles now, picking up speed.
Bill, sometime this week would be good.
I'm trying to get out.
Are you mad?
I'll be mad later. Right now, I'm trying not to kill us.
Funnel getting thicker. It's moving fast. Coming towards you, Joe.
The tornado demolishes farm buildings close by. Debris flies over the pickup.
It's starting to turn.
Where? I can't see
you
it.
You will.
Joe, you're too close.
Oh.
It's not going to work. Get out of there.
I can't get out. It's too steep. This was a great idea.
They hurtle towards a wooden bridge which crosses the track, blocking it. A tractor sits on top of the bridge. The pickup splashes through water and crashes into the bridge.
Dude, that wasn't so bad. Let's get
God,
ready.
Why can't we spend a normal day together?
They throw up their arms to shield their faces from the raging winds. He drags her away from Dorothy and under the bridge.
Find something to grab a hold of!
I know!
She hugs a wooden pillar. He grips the same pillar and grimaces as the winds tear at them. Joe starts to crawl back towards the wrecked pickup. Bill grabs her.
What are you doing?
I want to see it!
He hauls Muddy Joe back under the bridge and she hugs the pillar again. The pickup is slowly sucked away from the bridge and then propelled back towards it.
Get out, look out!
The pickup crashes into the bridge, whose wooden planking is jerking violently, nails loosen, and planks are ripped off, up and away. Bill shields Joe. The pickup is lifted up and tossed high in the air by a swirling black cloud full of debris. Bill opens his eyes as the storm abates. Melissa follows the van convoy, which is driving towards the tornado.
Oh my God.
It's gone. It's gone.
Joe peers round.
Where's my truck?
It plummets to earth, and Melissa swerves to avoid it.
There it is.
Melissa?
Are you okay?
Melissa! That's awesome!
Melissa!
Oh God, Billy!
Are you okay? Oh God, I'm okay!
Bill, you sure?
Bill, Bill, she just missed the truck.
God, what happened?
Squeeze it.
Nothing, nothing. We're okay. We were perfectly safe.
Whoa, gone. Wait a minute.
It's trash.
No, wait, just hang on, Bill. We'll take a look at it. Well, I know it.
It's over, it's over, it's all over. Okay.
He hugs her.
You okay?
She's okay.
Dusty laughs at the wreckage of Dorothy. Joe picks up one of the spilled sensors.
Well, there's some good news. I mean, it did fly. What was it like?
It was windy.
Windy. That's intense.
All right, move it, Dusty.
That's intense. That's intense.
Hey, the auto club's here.
Jonas.
Maybe we should stop, see if they need some help.
They're fine. Pay attention to the road.
Hey, you're fashionably late again, Jonas?
Fashionably late? Give me a kiss, baby. Get out of here!
Loser! Why'd you go find your arm twister, buddy?
Loser!
You guys have a nice day, sir.
Move on!
Joe grabs her rucksack from the wrecked pickup. They collect the sensors.
Let's go.
Don't worry, I'll get them clean. Come on, guys, let's get Dorothy 2 ready.
We got full coverage on that truck?
Liability only.
Liability only.
She wipes mud from her face with a towel.
It's a very pretty truck.
Thank you.
Bill wears a fake grin. Joe nods and smiles.
Don't even think about it.
Joe looks at him.
No way.
Bill's red pickup leads the convoy.
This is a caboose! This is a caboose! I'm waiting for orders, boss!
Bill stops Joe answering the radio.
Go ahead.
It's your truck.
No, no, you should.
Dusty, the battle zone should be northeast of 81.
Got
Wait
you,
a minute.
Joe.
The battle zone? Billy, what are we doing?
We're going again.
Again? But back there, you almost got yourself.
No, no. Just a close call.
They drive away from blue skies towards gray clouds. Dorothy, too, sits in the back of Bill's pickup. In the distance, a tornado rages. Jonas's convoy speeds towards it. Jonas looks at the tornado on a radar on his onboard computer.
Mobile app.
Yeah, Tony, is it me or is it main updraft shift?
Upper level winds are veering, sir.
This thing might dissipate. Do we have enough time to get in front of it?
Murphy, rotation is increasing. Shear is 90 knots, 50 outbound, 40 inbound.
Yeah, we see it. We do. We see a very pronounced hook.
Checking for you now, sir.
Dr. Miller, we're getting southeast gusts at 40 miles per hour, approaching 150 in the funnel.
Storm motion is 225 degrees, straight out of the southwest.
We're in perfect position. Let's proceed.
Bill speeds past the tail end of Jonas's convoy. Jonas's driver spots Bill in his wing mirrors. The whirling black tornado is getting closer.
I had it. Gotta admire their spirit.
Jonas regards his driver disapprovingly and sighs. Bill drives alongside.
There's your pal.
Jonas waves. Bill smiles at him and checks the clouds. He brakes sharply.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Jonas's van surges ahead of Bill's pickup, which comes to a halt.
Look at the updraft. The angle. It's gonna shift its track.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a sidewinder.
It'll move left.
Is that bad?
Wasn't there a road back there?
You're right. Go!
He reverses down the road at speed and turns left onto a smaller track. Followed by Dusty's van and the others, they splash through huge puddles. Melissa's phone.
Hello? Donald, now's not a very good time for me, okay? All right, put Julie on hold. Okay.
Jonas checks his computer screen.
Looking good, looking very good. All right, about 4 miles up, hang a right. That's deploying, we'll be done.
Dr. Miller.
It's moving away! God,
looks like they're gonna intercept.
Through binoculars, Jonas spies Bill and Joe driving away from them.
Damn it, Tony, I thought you told me this thing was gonna stay on the same heading.
We're close. Okay.
Rabbit, tell me what road we're on. Where does this take us?
I know it feels unnatural, but with Donald's motility, you're not gonna have this babe the old-fashioned way. Even if you stand on your head.
She's a reproductive therapist.
Lawrence? Lawrence, come in. We gotta get ahead of this storm. What's on the satellite?
Yeah, we'll be right with you, Chief.
I can't talk to you right now. I have to call you back.
Shifting due south.
Shifting due south. Copy. Shifting due south. We have F2, ladies and gentlemen. Possibly F3, okay? Read me. There's a very, very large rope on the ground. Very large. Right on the ground.
It looks like it's turning. The atmosphere is very unstable.
I repeat, unstable.
This is Rabbit. It's at 2 o'clock. It's heading this way.
This is Sanders. We are driving due east on a country road he's been on for about 6 miles. We got an F3 tube sitting there on the ground, and she's a beauty. Woo-hoo!
Joe, it's barn burner. It's not going to hang out long.
We got it. We see it.
Lightning flashes.
We're getting slammed in here, guys. You better hang back.
Rain is pelting down. The vehicles are wreathed in gray mist, their headlights on full. Jonas and his team speed through the downpour.
Is this thing loaded?
Yeah, go for it.
Joe holds a camera. Rain streaks across the car windows. The Twister moves over a lake.
Jesus, Bill, I've never seen clutter like this.
I don't think anybody has. Questions are high.
The tornado spirals up from the water.
Bill, we're in the core.
The tornado splits in two.
Okay, we got sisters.
My God. Yes? Julia, I can't talk to you right now.
We're right under the flanking line.
I realize that.
We can't attack this thing from the south. We're gonna get rolled.
Watch me.
Julia, I know you're upset. You just gotta breathe. We both just gotta breathe.
A cow flies across in front of them, flailing its legs helplessly.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
The cow is flung back through the air in the opposite direction.
Another cow.
Actually, I think that was the same one. Damn it, we got drunkards here. We got no path.
This is not good. Get us out of here.
I'm trying, okay?
Lawrence!
Melissa sits in the back, her mouth gaping open. They speed ever closer to the two Twisters. Bill brakes hard. The pickup is twisted round as one of the tornadoes blows over it. Raging dirty winds engulf them and they are spun around. There are now three Twisters. They fade away, elevating into the clouds above. The truck stops spinning. Melissa whimpers. Bill and Joe leap out gleefully.
Woo! That car's coming! I hit it!
Yes.
God!
Yes, it was incredible.
They hug. Melissa crawls out warily.
Oh, honey.
Finally noticing Melissa, Bill runs over to her. The rest of the team drive up.
Did you see that?
It's all right. Oh, God. It's okay.
No, I'm not okay. This is not okay. Okay.
Oh, Christ, I'm sorry. Honey, I didn't think.
You know, when you used to tell me that you chased tornadoes, deep down, I always just thought it was a metaphor.
Shh. It's okay. It's okay.
Did you see the explosion?
It might not be too bad of an idea, because if we just got the hell out of here, because that was definitely, there's too many tornadoes back there.
Are you kidding? This thing's not over. We've only seen the start of it.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Some of us couldn't help but notice how close we are to Wakita.
No.
Yeah, and Aunt Meg wouldn't mind a pit stop, right?
No.
Red meat. We crave sustenance.
Guys, we are not invading my aunt.
Food.
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 Food. Hey, we are absolutely not going.
A glamorous lady in her 50s with long graying hair bends down over a sculpture beside a man in a welding mask.
There's the spot. Just do it. Great.
Bill drives up with his motorized retinue. Seeing him, the woman's jaw drops and her eyes light up.
Billy!
Meg!
Come on, honey.
Bill helps Melissa out.
Come on. Hey, Meg, how are you?
Oh, it is so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Day before yesterday, I was telling Joe how much I miss you. You haven't seen any of my new work?
Honey.
Joe. Oh, honey. Mm. Have you seen some action?
You should have seen it.
Hey,
boy!
Give me some of that lemon.
Frying steaks and eggs.
No. In a severe lightning storm, you want to grab your ankles and stick your butt in the air.
He's right. If you're going to get hit, it's the safest orifice.
Yeah, I like to get hit by lightning once. You know, see what it's like.
Hey, this is real lemonade. Hey, Meg, I'm moving in here.
You guys, look out. Make a space.
The team sits around a dining table. Melissa joins them. Joe serves fried eggs and huge steaks.
Look out.
Melissa eyes her meat glumly.
God, Meg, you got a lot of beef. Where'd you get all this beef?
Did you see my cows out front?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Cool. You slaughter your own cows, Meg. Nice. Potatoes?
Better grab some while you can.
Meg's gravy is famous. It's practically a food group.
He spoons gungy brown liquid onto her mash.
Shower's free.
I'm next.
She bumps into Bill. Meg hands him food. The TV's on.
You watch this garbage.
Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. You guys got to see this.
Careful, buddy. You'll steal your microphone.
Chasing tornadoes. Well, for me, it's the thrill of the hunt. You know, man against nature. Doing battle with the elements. Well, as a scientist, can you actually predict tornadoes now? Well, no. They are very, very unpredictable. As some of my more unfortunate colleagues found out earlier on today.
Ugh, turn them
off.
But
we hope to change all that. With a system that I have devised.
God, he sucks.
No! Oh,
shut up!
Turn him off.
Sure.
What a wiener.
He really is in love with himself. I thought it was just a summer thing.
Dude, he's gonna rue the day. He's gonna rue the day he came up against the extreme, baby.
Yeah.
Amen, man. Bill, I'm talking imminent ruage. Imminent ruage.
I was just wondering, why do you call Billy the extreme?
Because Billy is the extreme. Bill's the most out of control son of a bitch in the game.
No, I think I came in second.
I've seen the extreme in high gear.
You guys got to get some new stories. Yeah. I'm gonna go clean up.
So, we get this one near Dalton, right?
Oh, God. We're way too close, and Joe's got the vid on it. She's filming it, right?
This loser stumbles out of the car. He's got like a bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand.
He's naked.
Whoa. He is butt. Naked.
Naked.
Not naked.
I was not naked.
He's without apparel.
Half naked.
Naked.
So Joe's yelling at him to get out of the way, right? So he strolls up to the twister and he says, "Have a drink." And he chucks the bottle into the twister and it never hits the ground.
Twister caught it. And sucked it right up.
Honey, this is a tissue of lies. You see, there was another Bill, an evil Bill, and I killed him.
Joe stands in the shower under a stream of water. She unties her long blonde hair and brushes her hands through it. She tilts her head back, reveling in the spray.
No, that was a good size twister. What was that, an F3?
Solid F2.
See, now you've lost me again.
It's the Fujita scale. It measures the intensity of a tornado by how much it eats.
Eats?
Destroys.
Little encounter we had back there is a strong F2, F3 maybe.
Bet we see some F4s today.
That'd be sweet.
Four is good. Four will relocate your house fairly efficiently.
Is there an F5?
Bill stops drinking. Everyone freezes.
What would that be like?
The finger of God.
Melissa looks round the table at the somber team.
None of you have ever seen an F5?
Just one of us.
Bill looks up to the ceiling and smiles grimly. Jo checks herself in a mirror. Dressed again in her white t-shirt and beige trousers, she hangs a pendant around her neck.
Forget it. Doesn't matter what you do. You'll still be beautiful.
You're biased.
Yes, I am. Sounds like old times down there.
Yes, it does.
He didn't keep his part of the bargain.
Which part?
To spend his life pining for you and die miserable and alone.
That's so much to ask.
She sniffs and wipes her nose.
I don't know. Bill always went his own way, which was usually the same way you were going.
Seems like a long time ago.
Not so long, Joe. He's here, isn't he?
She gazes out at the revolving wind sculptures.
That is so beautiful.
Ramming, but we have a serious weather situation.
We got one, baby!
Metro area.
Oh, F3! Miles outside of Purley!
Number four so far. This is for Garfield County, including the city of Enid. This is a storm that has developed within the last 15 minutes. First alert Doppler radar shows that this is a very intense storm.
To Melissa.
You ride along with Dusty, okay? Is that cool?
Let's go. Let's work this out.
The port is big.
All right, let's go, people.
We know where Jonas is.
Yeah, he's still in Melston. More than 30 miles
Thanks,
from
Meg. Thanks, Meg. He's moving. Can we beat him?
I'm working on it. Right.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm sorry to eat and run.
It's what you live for.
Bye.
Good to see you, Bill.
Honey,
Later. It's okay. It's okay.
Tasty cow, Aunt Meg?
It's for you, Dusty. Oh,
thank you, sweetheart. And you and me, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. Likewise. You better run.
Meg shoves her away. The caravan of vehicles speeds towards a forest.
Okay, Randall, what do you got?
Yeah, okay, Bill, turn left here toward that farm.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Trust me, Rabbit is good, Rabbit is wise.
Meteorological data on a laptop screen.
We've got a touchdown. We have touchdown. Tornado is on the ground.
Listen to this.
Looks like it's coming down Route 33.
Joe, we're on 33.
What's the path?
It's going about 35 miles an hour.
Do you see this?
I cannot see this. Where is it? Hello?
Where are you guys looking?
Where?
Direction, Rabbit.
North-northeast.
You see it?
No.
You got anything up there?
North-northeast, you copy?
You see it?
No. But I can... Belzer! We don't have a visual. Repeat, we do not have a visual. Help us out here.
Where is it?
Yeah, I've got it, Billy. It's the best motion they've ever seen. It's like the face of this valley's over half a mile wide.
Rabbit.
If you're going east on 7, it should be coming right over that hill in a matter of minutes.
This is the one, man. I feel it.
It's gotta be there.
Maybe it's stalled.
No, I think Rabbit's right. It's gonna show its ugly face right over that hill. Joe, what do you think?
Are you gonna go for it, Joe?
Joe?
She mulls it over.
Time for deployment, guys. Let's do it.
Oh, man. This is the fun part, sweetheart.
In Dusty's van, Melissa rolls her eyes and looks away. Bill's pickup, Dorothy 2 in the back, drives over a bridge. The other vans follow some way behind.
Okay, we got hail.
Hail. We got hail.
Large icy chunks bounce off the tarmac. Bill drives on.
Sanders, pull it over. Anywhere in here. Here, that's good. We got a big one, guys.
Hailstones bounce off the pickup's windscreen.
Upslope, Belcher, we have upslope, copy!
Yeah, Joe, I'm checking, it's almost up.
Bill, right now, this is it.
I'll get her ready.
Bill clambers over the back of his seat and crawls through a rear window into the back of the truck. He scrabbles at the bindings of Dorothy too. A flying leafy branch hits him.
Okay, she's almost ready!
Hold on! We're almost there!
A speedboat flies past them, twisting.
Whoa!
The boat tumbles down the road.
Stop, this is fine!
Good shit, we gotta get closer, a little closer!
Stop.
All right, that's close enough.
She brakes sharply and he bashes his head on the cab. The swirling black tornado lies just ahead.
Okay, hurry! Get the tailgate!
You got it?
Yeah, she's all set. Help me get her down! Hurry!
Let's go!
On the road ahead, a fireball explodes.
Hey, we gotta go now! Come on!
We can do this!
The strap buckle won't open. The twister surges down the road towards them.
Watch it!
Telephone lines spark and are ripped up into the air.
Bill!
Get out, look out! Come on, hurry!
A pole crashes down on the pickup, knocking Dorothy onto the road. Hundreds of the tiny metallic sensors spill onto the tarmac. Twister veers away and disappears.
Where'd he go? Where is he?
What's going on? I don't believe this. What the hell?
What does the Doppler say?
They all stare up into the sky.
The cone of silence.
Joe and Bill peer round nervously.
Joe, it's over!
The thing was stable, and then it's gone.
It's back building!
It's not through yet! You're right, it's back building! We got a jumper here!
Belcher, it's back building! You gotta track it!
Yeah, Joe, we know Dad isn't complete! I think you guys should get out of there! You copy?
Joe gathers sensors.
Bill, help! Bill, help me!
Joe, we should leave!
No!
Forget
help
the
me.
Sensors!
Help me!
We gotta get
no,
out of here now!
No.
Get a jump!
Belcher will see it if it drops! If it's anywhere near us,
it's not gonna
us.
Drop anywhere near! It's gonna drop right on us!
No! Go back!
Forget it, Joe! Forget it!
Go back! It's not too late!
He reverses at high speed away from the storm, knocking Dorothy over.
Go back!
Forget it! It's too late!
Help!
Pack's wasted! It's over!
What is wrong with you? We can still do this!
Listen to yourself! You're obsessed!
You've never seen what that thing can do, so don't talk to me about that! You've never seen it! You've never seen it miss this house, and miss that house, and come after you!
Christ, Joe, is that what you think it did?
I don't know.
Jesus, Joe, why can't you just forget it?
You don't understand, okay? You'll never know.
When's it gonna be enough, huh?
How close do you have to get? Talk to me! Joe, things go wrong!
You can't explain it! You can't predict it! Killing yourself won't bring your dad back!
Sorry he died, but it was a long time ago! You gotta move on! Stop living in the past and look at what you got right in front of you!
What are you saying?
Me, Joe!
Melissa listens to them on the radio. She stares sadly into the distance. Bill turns and walks away from Joe. Melissa stands in the pouring rain. Dusty holds a battered umbrella over her. Melissa's face, covered in raindrops, twitches with emotion. Dusk. The sun sinks from an orange sky. Bill's pickup leads the convoy down a narrow road through flat fields. The National Severe Storm Laboratory.
Excuse me, Doctor, here's your active
report. Hey, Doug. Hey, Brace.
Wow.
You better get over here and take a look at this.
Bryce looks at a screen.
Gate-to-gate velocities are maxed out. Those two cells converge.
Inbounds and outbounds have doubled.
Forked lightning flashes through the night sky. At a drive-in movie, the film The Shining is playing. A little boy sits on a tricycle and stares at twin girls at the other end of a hallway. Couples in their cars sit watching the film. A couple stare at the screen looking a bit worried. Nearby, Bill and the team hang out by their vehicles near a snack bar and a motel. Bill leans against the bonnet of his red pickup truck looking thoughtful. Joe walks by. He looks up and she glances at him, stony-faced. Joe goes to the back of one of the vans and hands a bag to Haynes, who gives her a report. Bill wanders past. Joe and Haynes stare at him for a moment. In a motel room, a pensive-looking Melissa lies on the bed. She stares at the weather report on TV.
For several counties, and there have been tornado sightings. The latest reported just to the northeast of Canton. That was a few minutes ago. And hold on a second, I've just been handed this. Okay, this is official now. A tornado has been reported moving through Canton just a few minutes ago. No report.
Joe walks over to the snack bar, where two workers are chatting. The metal shack has a glass front and a hatch.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, can I have 8 coffees to go, please?
8?
Yeah.
As the woman gets the coffees, Joe reaches through the hatch and picks up a pen. She goes and sits at a table, unfolds the divorce papers in front of her, and flips through them. Joe signs next to a red arrow-shaped tape. Joe returns to the hatch as Bill walks up.
Two coffees, please.
Joe doesn't look at him.
Long day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been thinking about the sensors. The way they scattered out there today on the highway. I'm starting to wonder whether the funnel will carry him like we thought.
Too light?
I don't know. Maybe the whole thing's too light.
What can we do about that?
I'm not sure.
Watching TV, Melissa toys with her engagement ring.
Have loved ones in the Canton area. Do not try to help them at this point. You'll only be more of a hindrance. Police are...
The TV goes blank at the snack bar.
Thank you.
Bill gets 2 coffees. He stares at a TV inside the snack bar. Static fills the screen. Joe also notices the TV. Bill steps away and looks up into the night sky. In the motel room, Melissa switches off the TV. Curtains billow in the open window. Melissa stares at them. She walks out of the room and looks around. Wind whips past the snack bar. Bill and Joe walk along and stand staring at the night sky. The wind ruffles Bill's shirt collar and blows Joe's long, fair hair about. Forks of lightning streak through the darkness. Bill, Joe and Melissa's eyes widen. Sitting in the van, Dusty stares at a bank of screens.
What?
It's coming!
Dusty runs off.
Joe! Bill! It's coming! It's headed right for us! It's already here. Everybody underground now!
One of the guys gets in his pickup. Melissa looks terrified.
Billy!
Honey!
Bill runs over to Melissa and takes her hand.
Come on!
Lightning strikes, illuminating an enormous tower of swirling dust, a giant tornado. Joe stands staring at it. Joe's captivated. Lightning casts a bright white glow across her face. Bill and Melissa run.
Joe, come on!
Joe runs to the snack bar.
Get in the ground! Take him on now! Go!
On the cinema screen, Jack Nicholson's hacking through a door with an axe. People run to a warehouse beside the snack bar and go in. They head down to a lower level. Dusty slides a door shut and opens another one. Bill and Melissa run through.
Get inside! Joe, come on!
She goes to the pickup.
What are you doing? Come back!
Come on, take my hand!
No, I can't
take my hand!
No, we don't...
Come on, hurry!
People run down steps.
Come on!
Joe runs in with a pickup truck guy. The wind pulls the cinema screen to pieces.
Everybody down in the pit! Get down! Let's go! Everybody down! Go! Move! Come on!
They stand in the lower level of the warehouse. The tornado hits and blows out the windows of the snack bar. Glass flies everywhere. They all crouch down by a wall. Bill huddles over Melissa. They all look up. Curved corrugated iron roof panels become dislodged and start to fly off. A roof panel hits a light. More roof panels fly off like playing cards. A metal pipe falls against a tap and a water hose flails all over the place. A bearded guy grabs the hose.
I got it!
The warehouse windows blow in. A hubcap flies in and hits the bearded guy on the forehead, causing a bloody gash. He sits against the wall, stunned. Joe goes over to him.
It's okay! It's okay!
My head!
You're okay!
As Bill holds Melissa, he and Joe share a lingering look. A truck flies through the air and crashes through the roof. Everyone cowers and holds their hands over their heads as the truck hangs precariously above them. Outside, a station wagon is wedged on top of another vehicle. The giant neon sign for the drive-in theater falls towards the now roofless warehouse in a shower of sparks. Melissa's hysterical. Bill lies on top of Melissa. Lying on its side, the big orange arrow on the neon sign flickers. Debris floats around on the breeze as the wind subsides.
My lips off, wondering if he was going to come staggering back on again.
Aunt Meg's sitting up in bed reading a book with the TV on.
You're on pitch all the way.
Well, that's a wonder. That's a wonder to me that Mr. Norman Maine is still in pictures.
Outside Meg's house, the elaborate steel windmills start to turn. Meg goes to the window to have a look. A breeze blusters past the house. The shiny metal sails on wind chimes flap back and forth. Windmills spin rapidly. Cop cars drive up to the warehouse as the doors are slid open and everyone emerges. Eyes wide, Joe, Melissa and Bill survey the damage. Melissa's frozen in shock. Bill walks off, leaving Melissa with Belzer. Dusty goes to the van and looks at a screen.
It's happening with the weather in Oklahoma. Of course, tornado activity continues. Reports coming in from Fairview indicate that a drive-in movie that was blown away. We know there's injuries. We know the damage is massive. We don't know if there's
any. Is that what it was like up on that hill?
This tornado. No. We were lucky. Those were just downdrafts and microbursts.
Yeah. The tornado just sideswiped us.
Once again, northeast about 40 to 50 miles.
Can you tell which way it's headed?
It's banking northeast.
On radar.
Dusty looks worried.
It looks to hit Wakita head on.
Bill and Joe stare at Dusty, who gets in his van. Joe runs over.
Very, very powerful.
I'm going. Let's go. It's May. Let's go.
We're going.
If you give me a route around the storm, we're going.
Wait.
Where's the phone?
The lines are down, Joe. I already tried.
Going.
Damn it. Hang on. I'll drive.
Hey, Joe, look. We can jump on the 38 exchange and cross Highway 132.
Bill goes to Melissa.
Hey, it's Meg. I gotta go.
I'm going back.
Good, good. You'll be safe at the motel. I'll see you in the morning.
I won't be there.
What? What? What are you saying?
I'm saying goodbye.
No.
You know what? I can't compete with this. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Wait, don't do this now, please.
Sooner or later.
Please.
Ended. We both know that. The funny thing is, I'm not that upset. What does that mean?
We can do it! Come on, let's move!
Bill glances at the truck, then back at Melissa.
I never meant for any of this to happen.
Oh, Billy, I know. It's okay.
Stop, Bill! Come on!
There are tears in Melissa's eyes.
You go ahead. She needs you. I hope that Aunt Meg's okay.
What about you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I know my way home.
Putting on a brave face, she walks away.
We can be in Wakita in about an hour. Bill! Come on!
Surrounded by debris, a sign flaps at an angle. Welcome to Wakita. The town has been devastated. Emergency services vehicles have arrived. Small fires burn amongst the wreckage. Bill and Joe drive in.
Oh my God.
A searchlight on the end of a telescopic arm illuminates the scene.
They had no warning.
Houses have been reduced to matchwood. Joe stares out of the window at a couple and their little girl. They stand huddled together in front of what was once a house. Joe sees Meg's large white house still standing. The porch roof has collapsed.
Oh my God.
Joe opens the door and gets out.
Joe, wait!
She runs towards the house. Bill gets out and runs over.
Mac!
Joe, wait!
Joe clambers onto the collapsed porch roof.
Mac!
Careful, careful. The house could go any second.
She climbs up to a first floor window and looks in. One of the wind sculptures revolves.
Mac!
Joe, take a flashlight.
They clamber inside the collapsing building.
Mac!
Ready to go.
Mac!
Careful.
Meg!
Meg! Meg!
Did you hear that?
What?
I think I heard something.
Easy, Dad.
Part of the floor starts to give way.
Careful.
Okay.
They climb through a gaping hole in the floor. The dog's downstairs.
Close, boy!
Close! She's down here! Meg, we're here! We're coming down!
Meg lies trapped under rafters. Dusty drives up outside.
Meg! We gotta get this off of her. Hang on.
Hey, don't move, don't move, don't move.
Okay, ready?
Watch your hand, watch your hand.
Go!
Bill lifts the rafters.
Easy.
No, I'm all right, I'm fine.
The ceiling above them drops.
Get down!
Oh, God!
The TV sits on the edge of the dropped ceiling, held back by its lead.
We gotta hurry.
Let's go. Let's
think
go,
you
let's
can
go.
Walk?
The ceiling drops further.
Watch out!
The TV falls from above, and the whole house starts to collapse, dropping a few inches.
Meg! Meg!
Dusty runs up.
Meg! Bill!
Someone take my watch. Joe, here. Go, go, careful.
Bill! Meg! Bill!
We're okay, we're coming out!
Get an ambulance over here!
Come on!
Get an ambulance! Florence, now!
Yeah, yeah.
Go!
All right.
I'm in a family car!
Oh, hey, hi. Oh.
How about some steak and ham?
How nice you all came
there
over.
There you go.
Hey.
Nice and slow.
Okay.
With blood over her forehead, Meg's helped to a stretcher. As she sits on the stretcher, Meg looks up at the house.
Bill! Grab Moe's for me. I think he's a little shaken up.
Don't worry, I'll get him. Moe!
Bill climbs back into the house.
Is she okay?
We'll probably keep her overnight just to be safe.
Overnight? Forget it. I'm all right.
You're going to the hospital.
Okay, I'll go, okay. But I'm going to drive myself.
Honey, your car's in a tree around the corner.
Oh!
It's okay. It's okay.
Bill climbs down with the dog in his arms. As he walks away, the house crumples and collapses.
Fine, Meg.
By the van.
The F4 that hit Waukeeta has now moved on to the northeast. I've just gotten word in that an even stronger tornado has now started to form 25 miles south of Waukeeta, right where the two storm systems have finally met. Combined forces, the Weather Service saying that this is highly unusual, and they are saying that this latest model, this latest tornado, could be the strongest F5 tornado that this state has seen in more than 30 years. Let's break it down, folks. We're talking about wind.
Hey, what are you doing?
I want to say how you are. How is she?
All right.
I was worried about you.
Meg's arm is in a splint.
Look at this.
It's nothing. He says I have a bump on the head and maybe a broken wrist.
I see that.
Nothing to see. See, it doesn't even hurt.
I'm sorry I wasn't there.
Blaming yourself. You got me out of the house. Joe, it's got to stop. I didn't have any warning. The sirens went off a few seconds before it hit. I didn't even get downstairs.
Joe? I'm sorry. I was listening to the radio, and I mean, I don't even know if you want to know, but it's happened. An NSSL predicted an F5.
Joe, gonna happen to somebody else. You go stop it.
I don't know how.
Oh, I think you do. You've been chasing these things since you were a little kid. It's what you do. Go, do it.
Meg is driven away in the ambulance. Bill looks over from the van and sees Joe standing staring into space. Haynes nudges Beltzer, and they look over.
You all right? They also believe that this tornado, I thought you were going to go to the hospital with Meg. Joe? What is it?
She stares at one of the wind sculptures as it turns.
Hey, what is it?
I know how to make Dorothy fly.
She looks at Bill, who looks over at the sculpture, three horizontal propeller-like constructions.
Of course.
I need every aluminum can you can find.
We need cutters and duct tape. Haynes, Beltzer, I want to get the last door on the back of my truck, and I want to get them both on there right now.
Dusty smiles.
Good God.
A wide river winds its way through dense forest. A golden sun hangs low on the horizon. The team drive across a bridge in convoy. In the back of one of the vans, soda cans are taken from a large bag, the tops and bottoms are cut off and the sides are flattened out. Tin circles are cut from the sides and holes are punched in them. The circles of tin are bent into small fans, which are screwed onto the round sensors. Bill leads the convoy with Joe beside him. They head towards dark, foreboding skies. Cars speed past in the opposite direction with their lights on. There are now several boxes full of sensors with fans on them. Up ahead is an immense tower of black swirling dust. A twister.
Dusty, you ready for us?
Yeah, we're good.
He hangs up one of the sensors.
We're good?
Mm-hmm.
We're good?
Yeah,
very good.
Parked by a bridge, Bill takes the lid off Dorothy, the large metal drum on the back of his truck. The others roll up.
Let's go, come on!
Did you get him done?
I think so.
They pour the sensors into the drum.
Okay.
Bill puts the clear lid back on the drum.
Good?
Yeah.
Great job, guys. Just be ready to record.
Right.
Be careful, all right?
Don't follow too close.
All right, you got it, boss.
Okay.
Bill and Joe drive off with two Dorothys on the back of the pickup.
We're back in business.
Meltzer gets in the driving seat of his van.
Come on, let's go!
The twister is almost totally black.
Half a mile more?
Sounds right. I figure put it right in the middle of the road.
Unless you think somebody will hit it.
Nobody will be there.
Debris flies everywhere as the twister swirls beside the road. The pickup swerves round and they stop. Bill and Joe get out, run to the back, and unhook Dorothy.
Hurry! Let's go! Come on!
They lift Dorothy off and lay her in the road.
Okay, that's good!
Got it!
Let's go!
They get back in the pickup.
Dusty! Are you in position?
Yeah, we're prime! Ready for contact!
Bill drives away, leaving Dorothy in the middle of the road as the twister approaches. Joe smiles at Bill.
This is it.
It's gonna work.
Just another minute, Dusty.
We're ready for it!
Come on to my gun, take her!
It's too light.
No, it's not!
A stripped pine tree flies out of the twister. Dorothy slides back across the road.
We're losing it!
No, we're not! You can still fly!
The gargantuan tower of swirling darkness shifts and surges relentlessly. A tree flies out like a javelin and knocks Dorothy over. The sensors scatter over the road. Bill stares, horrified. The tree slides along the road and wedges under the back of the pickup. It shoves it along the road, turning it round. Bill puts his foot down, but the pickup's wheels just spin. Joe stares at the approaching twister.
What is that?
Something shiny flies around in the cloud of dust.
What is that?
Bill, hurry! Hurry! Hurry!
It's a petroleum truck.
This is not good!
Bill puts his foot down but just burns rubber. The long silver petroleum truck flies towards them sideways on. The truck flies right at them. It bashes the front of the pickup, nudging it off the tree, then hurtles past through the air.
Let's go!
They drive away from the twister. The petroleum truck lands in the road ahead and explodes. A golden fireball erupts. Bill drives off the road and straight through the swirl of golden flames and black smoke. The pickup emerges on the other side of the fire, and they drive on.
Son of a bitch!
rusty radios.
Joe! Bill, you all right? Hey, can you guys hear me? You okay?
We're okay.
Joe! Bill, did you see that explosion?
We saw it.
This monster's still moving northeast on 80. Copy?
This is it. Last one.
Last time.
Mobile lab to mobile one. Ground speed is increasing. The base must be at least a mile wide. We can't see it anymore. What is your location?
I'm right alongside her. She's beautiful. All right, we're getting ready to play, so pull back and prepare to monitor.
Jonas and his team drive up in their black SUVs.
They have to be there somewhere.
Okay, path is stable. Copy that. Ben, this is it. This is the one. Stay sharp back there.
They have position.
The twister swirls across fields.
They can make it.
Not unless they anchor the pack. Jonas, this is Joe. Can you hear me?
Not now, Harding.
Jonas, listen to me. The pack is too light. The twister will toss it before it reaches the core. You have to anchor it.
Oh, sharing valuable information, Joe. Okay, I'll consider that. Thank you.
Jonas, listen to me. Don't be in... What? Can you see them?
Jonas, what's your position?
Oh, howdy, Bill. We are heading northeast, running parallel, and about to pull ahead of it on the left. Why?
Hang back a minute. We got a pretty good view from back here. She can shift her dragon if she does, she's gonna come right at you. Do you copy?
Maybe we should do what he says. He'd never put us in harm's way.
When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Your mouth shut, put your foot on the gas, and stay on this heading.
It's unbelievable!
What is it? What's wrong?
The base is so huge! It must be at least a mile wide! Do you copy, Dr. Miller?
Jonas, listen to me. This is not
a Get off
day.
This frequency, Bill.
She's shifting.
Oh, my God.
Jonas, I'm telling you. Abby, I know you can hear me. Turn around now! Get out of there!
Jonas switches off his radio. He and his driver head along a road beside the twister, which surges towards them. Their eyes widen.
Look out!
A long metal pylon flies into the windscreen, spearing the driver. The SUV is swept up by the twister. Bill, Joe, Rusty, and the others watch the SUV fly through the air. Jonas's team filmed the vehicle as it crashes down in a field and explodes. In the pickup, Joe winces and Bill angrily punches.
Stupid!
We tried. There's nothing we could do.
Yes, there is.
Bill, Joe, ground speed is increasing. Get ahead of it as fast as you can or she's gonna bury you.
Bill drives past an agricultural machinery merchandiser, parked by a large white building of tractors and combine harvesters. The tractors and combine harvesters are swept up in the twister and fly through the air. Joe stares at a piece of machinery flying across the road. A combine harvester lands in front of them.
Debris! Dusty, we have debris!
Debris!
Right! Left!
A tractor falls from the sky.
Right!
A combine harvester. They swerve around an avalanche of debris.
What now?
I have no idea.
Bill, Joe, you still with us?
A house.
Oh my God.
I think we're going in!
They drive straight through the white clapboard house, crashing from room to room and bursting out of the other side. They head on along the road.
Maybe we should get off of this road.
I think you may be right.
Joe! Bill, are you all right?
Dusty, you guys set up?
Joe, we're set. Going in?
We're going in.
You ready?
I'm on it.
Be careful.
Joe climbs out of the back window of the pickup's cab and switches on another Dorothy. Red lights flash around it.
She's up.
Okay.
Bill turns off the road into a field of crops. The rest of the team watch the twister.
Where are they? I can't see them!
Now we're tracking is great. Wind speed is still increasing.
I've never seen anything like this.
Dusty watches through binoculars.
They're gonna punch the core.
Bill drives through the tall crops towards the twister.
You ready?
Yeah. Let me just set the cruise control. Okay, we're good.
On three?
On three.
They head towards the dark, swirling mass.
Go!
As the pickup drives on, Bill and Joe open their doors and lean out of the cab. They jump into the field and watch the pickup forge ahead towards the twister.
Go. 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 Go.
As the pickup closes in on the twister, the lid flies off Dorothy and the sensors fly up into the swirling mass like fireflies. The pickup is sucked up into the air as well. Jo grins and holds Bill's face in her hands. A computer-generated image shows the sensors swirling up inside the twister.
Dorothy's flying! Baby, she's flying, man!
We're gonna be very popular!
Baby, she's flying!
Hey! It's working, man! It's Christmas time!
Haynes stares at the twister.
You guys, it's about to shift northeast.
Al, I think you guys should get out of there. You copy?
Bill, Joe, do you copy?
The twister moves towards Bill and Joe.
Oh, no! Run!
Bill and Joe run through the field and get to a fence by a farm. A couple of horses are standing on some grass. The fence flaps back and forth. One of the horses rears up.
The barn! Come on!
As the twister approaches, Bill and Joe run towards the barn. Fence posts fly through the air like matchsticks.
Look out!
Bill, help! Help!
Come on, hurry!
They climb through a hole in the fence. They run over to the barn and let themselves in. Fence posts rain down and stick in the walls like spears.
Stay down!
Bill and Joe look around and notice the barn is full of scythes, chains, and sharp tools, some hanging from the ceiling.
Oh my God, who are these people?
I don't think so.
Fence posts fly through the windows. They run through the barn and leave through a door at the other end. They look up at the encroaching twister, which is almost on top of the barn.
Oh my God! Come on!
They run off as the barn is ripped to shreds.
Run! Run for it!
They run across a field, the roof is ripped off the barn, and an outbuilding flies through the air. The twister follows Bill and Joe, spraying debris everywhere.
Get down!
They hit the deck and a piece of machinery flies over them.
Come on!
Bill and Joe scramble up a hill and run to a small white building, the pump house. As they try to open the door, they are nearly blown away. Bill and Joe get into the building, which has a large, upturned U-shaped metal pipe running across it at waist height, set into a concrete floor. They shut the door and bolt it.
Here! These pipes go down at least 30 feet! We anchor to it, we might have a chance!
Bill!
Joe grabs some rope.
No good! This one! Come on! Get in!
Bill grabs a long, thick leather strap, wraps it around the horizontal pipe, and straps it around Joe. Bill straps himself to the pipe. He and Joe hold on for dear life. The roof is gradually ripped off the building. The Twister passes over, ripping off the roof and tearing up the wooden walls. Bill and Joe huddle under the pipe they're strapped to as the building disintegrates around them. The blackness of the swirling mass of dust sits on top of the destroyed building. Bill and Joe hang onto the pipe and are thrown around like rag dolls at the heart of the Twister. Lightning flashes illuminating a narrow column of swirling wind within the wider black tube of dust. Bill and Joe keep hold of the pipe, their legs flailing in the air. At the top of the Twister is a glimmer of daylight. An expression of anguish is etched across Joe's face as she huddles next to Bill. Nearby, a large house is still standing. The Twister moves on, fringed with flying debris. The immense plume of darkness starts to dissipate and sunlight peeps through. The storm subsides and pieces of debris slowly float down to the ground. Light gray clouds hang in the sky. A door opens in the ground, and a man climbs out holding a little girl. A boy and a woman holding another little girl climb out of a storm cellar. They look around at the devastation. The horses gallop across the grass. Bill and Joe lie under the pipe they're strapped to. Water spurts from a leak nearby. Bill and Joe sit up and smile at each other.
Are you all right?
Wet and bedraggled, they look around.
Oh, look at that.
The large house.
Take the house.
Dusty and the team are driving towards the farm. Bill and Joe smile at each other fondly.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Dorothy really flew.
It was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I
got so much to do.
Yeah.
I gotta get grant approval for a new warning system. We need a bigger lab. You gotta start analysis of all that data.
I do.
Yeah, we gotta generate models off of all this data, and I need to run the lab.
No. You're doing the analysis. I'm running the lab.
You're running the lab? I don't think so.
They study each other.
Do you always have to do things the hard way?
He leans in for a kiss, then turns.
You got it, guys. The sensors work. The computers went crazy. We got data coming out of our ears. Biggest twist on the
Hey, Joe and Bill, check out that sky.
You know what? I think we've seen enough.
Dusty punches his fists in the air. Joe cradles Bill's face in her hands, and they share a long, lingering kiss. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.